For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The Drug Truth Network recently produced a 90-minute radio report on the 4th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics, the Mind-Body Connection. The program was produced in three segments, the doctors, the nurses, and the patients. This next voice is Al Byrne, who also happens to be the husband of nurse Mary Lynn Mathery.
Nurses, I'm married to one. They are really important. With all due respect to the MDs out there and the PhDs, it's the nurses that give you the drugs. It's the nurses that decide if you're getting too many or the wrong one. The doctor isn't there. So you better love nurses. But nurses, the American Nurses Association, the California Nurses Association, the other state nursing associations, 13 of them now, I think, these are the leaders. And we got one of those leaders here today. California Nurses Association is a co-sponsor with Patients Out of Time at this conference. They help us get the accreditations for the nurses in the state of California, and they have a representative here. I would like you to welcome, please, this morning, Nurse Bonnie Martin.
The California Nurses Association is a professional association of more than 60,000 professional nurses practicing in California and throughout the nation. The CNA's primary goal is to assume responsible leadership in our communities and through that leadership to protect patients and ensure health and welfare so that all persons may have the best possible nursing and health care protection. The CNA also seeks to promote the professional and educational advancement and welfare of the professional nurse and to foster high standards of nursing practice. Protecting a patient's right to take measures to treat a medical condition or to relieve or alleviate pain implicates one of the most historically profound functions of physicians, nurses, and other medical professions. A patient should not be forced to endure unnecessary pain or suffering in any form, regardless of the nature of the patient's condition or the goals of the medical intervention. Thus, healthcare providers must be free to try to provide relief from pain and suffering. When medical problems remain intractable, the patient and the healthcare provider must be free to explore all therapeutic options. Unfortunately, one of these therapeutic measures is denied to us as a result of the social stigma and legal environment that has developed around the use of medical marijuana.
To learn more, please visit medicalcannabis.com. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.